Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Access Astrology. We've been having a little Mercury retrograde experience here. We have three astrologers that have been trying to call into the show for the last half hour and not been able to connect. Mercury entered its shadow today. Obviously, we're going to have a fun Mercury retrograde. What we do here on Access Astrology, and it's just going to be me because we can't figure out how to get the thing to work for whatever reason. Mercury retrograde excitement. What we do here is we like to share our understanding and knowledge of astrology with our listeners. And so today on Mercury's Day, my name is Ann Ortley, and I'm an astrologer, and I'm out here on at my beach house on Fire Island, and Mark is listening in New York, I believe, unable to figure out his computer is giving him excitement about running the show. And Heather is in Minneapolis and can't tune in either because we're all kind of unable to get Blog Talk Radio to work. So we apologize for the delay. And actually, it's a good week. There's not a lot going on, so it's kind of a quiet, peaceful week. It is a week when you should say yes to things. You should say yes to the stuff that comes to you, that gets presented to you, that gets offered to you. It's a week when you're going to see things in a 180-degree split. You're going to watch things turn in your mind. You're going to have 180-degree reversals, very flippy, very energetic. When you have the revelation, the breakthrough, the consciousness, just go, wow, I get it. Do a self-check. Say, are you okay? Am I here? I'm okay. I see this. I didn't see it before. Now I see it. Now I get it. And they have that revelation moment, okay? What's happening is there's a very big Neptune station last week, which we know was kind of big. Then we had the new moon in Gemini, which was an illumination. We saw things we hadn't seen clearly before. And now this week, Mars is forming a finger of God with, or goddess, with Saturn and Pluto. So it started with Saturn on Sunday, and it's roaming through the whole week till Saturday when it does, or Friday, I think, when it does it with Pluto. So the finger of God, you know, we have that one that we were working with from December 4th through April, and now it's the culmination of it. So we had the Jupiter in there for those 3 months, 4 months. Then the last few weeks, we've had Mercury go through it, Venus go through it, and the Sun go through it. And now, last but not least, of course, is Mars going through it. Mars is our principle of action. And he's in Gemini, so he's going to present you with a vision, an idea, an ability to see something. And because he's in Gemini, he's going to present it to you from two perspectives. And he's going to flip your brain. He's going to flip your knowledge. He's going to flip the way you see things. Mercury is out of bounds, which means that it's giving you really wild and unusual information. He's out of bounds till the 14th. And then when he comes back in bounds, it kind of grounds you and makes you go, wow. So expect profound revelations this week. We do apologize for not being able to take callers. We can't figure out how to get the switchboard to work. But when we get it working again, we'll be back hopefully next week with a longer show than this one has been. The other thing that's happening this week is Chiron is stationing on Saturday. So when Chiron stations, what he does is he's going to be turning retrograde also, like Neptune did last week. And as he moves backwards, he's going to go back through the zodiac until November when he stations to go forward again. Now, the two, Neptune and Chiron, are kind of traveling together. So a lot of the journey that you've been on for the last few months has been about healing old wounds. Soul wounds, wounds that are around your vision, your dream, your ideas about what's possible for yourself. And so this week, as Chiron stations on the opposite side of the Neptune station, and as Mars kind of arcs through the sky and links up Saturn and Pluto, just trust that you're right where you're supposed to be. And if you find yourself crying or you find yourself very sad, allow those feelings to kind of flow and go and leave. And allow them to take off from your being. It's a very profound releasing week. People can find that they're very sad or that they're very tearful. A lot of water in the sky, as you might have guessed, because there has been a lot of rain. But also, excuse me, a lot of energy around shifting your vision. Allow that shift to happen. And when you turn and you see it in a different way and you see the world in a different perspective, you'll find that very often the scales fall off from your eyes. I apologize to all of you from Heather, Mark, and I for not being able to give you a full show this week, but we were trying. We just, our darn internet just isn't behaving itself. And we'll be back hopefully next week with a working computer. In the meantime, have a great week and just pay attention to the messages. The universe is talking to you. Take care. This is Ann Ortley, and I'm signing off for myself and Mark Woltz and Heather Roan Robbins and Access Astrology. So bye.